personally would start there, and I think you'd have a little better success. I'm just curious, though, did it rain up there today?
On the way back from Arden tonight, it was enough to get on the windshield, but not enough to cause a problem. So I don't think it rained here today.
Okay. Where the coax is soldered into on your solder points, is that been sealed off? Over.
Afternoon and got stuff to put on there. As far as I know, that stuff is not conductive, so if it covers several places that need to be separated, it should not be a problem.
That's what I was getting at. So I would try that first, Ed, and get it off of that metal gutter and see, you know, I'm confident that would make a difference. But that's just me. It's worth a try.
Thought that before and tried to move it so it was not touching. If I rotated some, it definitely does not touch it. When I was going toward southeast, trying to shoot over more toward Henderson, but I've got to get the map out and find out just where some of these other places are. I think I sent you a copy of my Google showing where the different stations, where the repeaters are, at least close to where they are.
The other thing I would consider is if, I'm trying to figure out how to word this, I would put an index line on the shaft of the Yagi that you rotate with. And then I would put on the deck where the corner is there, I would put me some index lines there so that, you know, the first line on the drone on the deck, that's the Blue Ridge repeater. And then the third line is another repeater. And you have an index line on the PVC too, so you can, you know, you can consistently rotate to a certain azimuth. But I guess what I'm trying to say is once you get the antenna locked in to a certain position and it works well, find a way to mark it so that you can come back to it with ease.
That idea, that's just a matter of once I figure out where the different stations are, and then I can put something on the railing and as well as an indicator needle, if you will, on the support.
The thing I would do is I would talk with I'd talk with your wife and see if she's got one of those spare giraffes in there and let the giraffe hold the antenna. Wonder what she'd say about that.
People that are outside, so maybe we can find one that we could use for that. Don't know if you'd want me to do that or not. Might involve putting a hole through one of them.
I'd just mention it and see what you said before I did anything.
So, Saturday, I think it was Saturday or Friday, whichever it was, and got another giraffe.
What you need to just tell her is, okay, I want, this is my giraffe. And I'm gonna use it to hold an antenna and see what she says.
Yourself one.
Maybe that's what you need to do. Or maybe go get you one of those big African lions. Don't the lions eat the giraffes and have it hold the antenna. Maybe yeah, I better be quiet, I might get you in trouble.
The lions go after the baby giraffes, but they have to approach it rather carefully. An adult giraffe can kill a lion by kicking it.
Let me know what I can do to help you. Anything I can help you with the antenna. You know, I've got this machine shop down here, so if I need to make you some kind of mount or bracket, just let me know. And we can go from there. But other than that, Ed, I am violating rule number one, which is I'm showing my tired. So I need to get on out and get me a little bit of rest tonight. So with that, I enjoyed the QSO. This is KO4NUE. 73 is the bud. I'm going to secure my station.
Comment.
Need RON, over.
I'm going to grab Chad for just a second.
4NUE, go ahead, sir.
This is David, KF4NXY. I have been talking to Chandler earlier in the day about a couple of amplifiers I've got that I was wanting to get to him so, you know, he could get into the machine better. But, and I was talking to him about maybe, you know, I could take him over to his house Thursday afternoon sometime, and I was hoping maybe you could be available also, because I don't have the steadiest of hands to hook stuff up. And he also said something about that, about, you know, his parents really didn't want people coming in the house, so I'd have to kind of be, I guess, looking through the window, kind of trying to tell him how to hook stuff up.
Roger that. That is a challenge. But that's something that can be worked through. I can show him what to do out in the yard, and that's seems to be pretty beneficial. So we can work it that way. But one other thing I need to talk with you about is if I gave you my cell phone number, would you give me a call tomorrow? I need to discuss something with you. Over.
Just a minute, I'll grab a piece of paper.
KO4NUE. Telephone number is 864-915-9166. That's 864-915-9166. Chad, over.
I got it. I'll give you a call sometime, I guess, around lunchtime would be convenient.
Yes, sir. That would be excellent. I'll talk with you about it then. Over.
Yeah, I don't want to hold you up too long, but yeah, he sounds like a real nice young man, and I want to, you know, help him, you know, get his base station doing, you know, what he wants it to do.
Give me a holler tomorrow, and we'll make it work. I'll be glad to help him.
I know it's getting late, so I'll let you go. You have a good night. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
UE, I appreciate the conversation, and 73's to you, sir. You have a nice evening. It's KO4NUE, clear.